Yeah, this is going to be a nice event, a chance for people to come together in support. I mean, blood drives always are that way, but obviously nothing's quite the same anymore during this COVID-19 pandemic. And so we want to invite folks to participate in supporting the local blood supply. Friday, April 17, we're going to have our mobile collection, a bus out at the hospital on the 17th from 11:30 until 3. You know, the stay-at-home directives that are out there, the requests for social distancing when we do go out in public are very important. But likewise, it is also essential that we maintain a supply of blood for patient transfusions at our hospitals, because the use of blood doesn't stop. There have been some changes in connection, we believe, with the pandemic, but we still have patients out there in treatment for cancer, requiring surgery. Trauma still occurs, so keeping the blood supply available at this time is essential. And so we want to remind people that a blood drive is an event where we have only healthy people. And so that's a standard. It's not like prior to the pandemic that we welcome people who didn't feel well. But we do want to ask everyone who schedules about their potential for exposure to COVID-19 and if they've had any symptoms or if they've been tested at all. We want you to wait and give blood some other time. So that pre-screening, even before coming in, is taking place just to ensure, and you'll see a sign on the door that says, you know, if you've had fever or body ache or any of the symptoms, please not to come inside. Of course, we're also screening donors prior to giving blood, as we always do, by taking body temperature and the heart rate, blood pressure, and the hematocrit level. We also have our donor history questionnaire. It's 50-some questions about travel history and medications and health and medical information. But the very first question is, are you feeling healthy and well today? So we have a high degree of confidence that the only people inside of a blood drive or inside of our bus at this event we'll have on the 17th are feeling healthy and well. And, you know, we're doing all the standard precautions that everyone advises right now, you know, wiping down surfaces that if someone happened to cough and, you know, off of surfaces and donation chairs. So we're taking care of things that way. But the most important safeguard we believe that we have is ensuring that we only have healthy staff and donors present at those events.